Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning. I am on the Sabbath day here in California, east of Sacramento in a little town called Meadow Vista, where my sister and father live, and their family, my sister's family, and then my father. And it's a beautiful day. It's going to warm up to almost 90 today. And California, they say, we have dry heat, so it's easier to deal with. And I, having lived in Mississippi for 5 years now, I would agree. Wet heat is a lot harder to deal with than dry heat. Anyway, that's beside the point. Yeah, it's kind of part of the point, though, because our Heavenly Father supplies our needs. I'm going to be using music from the Table of Showbread this morning. And that's from the Tabernacle Prayer CD. And that led me to consider a couple of the Psalms that are dealing with our Heavenly Father and His loving kindness and caring for us. And the first Psalm is 104. And then the second one I will do is Psalm 146. So I will be reading some of those psalms, making some comments, and we'll be playing that music from the harp as well. And then we're in the process of week by week going from one piece of tabernacle furniture to the next in a procession from the beginning, where the first piece that you would come to the brazen altar, and going to each of the pieces until you finally end up in the Holy of Holies before the Ark of the Covenant. And as I've explained before, I believe these pieces of furniture are associated with each of these frequencies, starting at the lowest frequency and going up to the highest frequency, which is the Ark of the Covenant. And there is a wonderful process of worship to be taken at each of those pieces of furniture as we proceed through the tabernacle. Shirley is preparing a book on that, and we have one book out already, but she's updating it quite a bit. And as we go around the country this year, we are presenting the journey of the tabernacle. And you can go to the YouTube channel I have, and we have about a 5-minute introduction to that, so you can understand a little bit about what we do. We're pretty well booked through the end of July, but starting August, we'll probably be heading up into the Midwest. We have one appointment in Indiana already, some people in Wisconsin that want us to come back, and some in Ohio. And so we're hoping that everything lasts to be able to let us still be on the road. That is being more and more challenged today, and that's kind of what we'll be talking about as we read these psalms and listen to this music today. So let's start with Psalm 104, and I'm reading out of the scripture version, and starting with verse 1, bless Yahweh, O my being, or my soul. O Yahweh, my Elohim, you have been very great. You have put on excellency and splendor, covering yourself with light as with a garment, which is one of the things that I think about, light being represented by the 528 frequency and Yahweh's name being 528 frequency, that he wraps himself in light, as one of the songs says. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of your upper rooms in the waters. Who is making thick clouds your chariot? You are walking on the wings of the wind, making your messengers the winds, your servants a flame of fire. You establish the earth on its foundation so that it would not totter forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. Interestingly, water being restructured with 528 frequency. At your rebuke, you flee. At the voice of your thunder, they hurry away. They go up the mountains. They go down the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You set a boundary. They do not pass over it. They do not return to cover the earth. Who is sending the springs into the valleys? They flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. Wild donkeys break their thirst. The birds of the heaven dwell beside them. They sing from the branches and the trees, watering the hills with you. Water the hills with from your upper rooms. The earth is satisfied with fruit of your works. You cause the grass to grow for the cattle, and plants for every service of mankind, to bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which sustains man's heart. The trees of Yahweh are satisfied, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds to make their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high hills are for the wild goats. Rocks, a refuge for the rock badgers. He who made the moon for appointed times, the sun knows it's going down. You put darkness and it is night. In it all the beasts of the forest creep. The young lions are roaring for prey and seeking their food from El. The sun arises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor till evening. O Yahweh, how many have been your works? You have made all of them in wisdom. The earth is filled with your possessions. There is the sea, great and wide, in which are innumerable swarms, living creatures small and great. There do the ships go, and Leviathan, the large whale, I would interpret that, which you made to play there. Have you ever seen the whales jumping out of the water? It's amazing. All of them wait for you to give their food in due season. You give it to them and they gather in. You open your hand and they are satisfied with good. You hide your face and they're alarmed. You take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. The esteem of Yahweh is forever, and Yahweh rejoices in his work. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I sing to Yahweh as long as I live. I sing praise to my Elohim while I exist. My meditation on him is sweet. I rejoice in Yahweh. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let wrong be no more. Bless Yahweh, O my being. Praise Yah. It's an amazing psalm, and I think it incorporates exactly what the table of showbread is all about. The table of showbread is reminding us that our Heavenly Father supplies every one of our needs, no matter what it is. And if he doesn't supply it, then we don't need it. And there is a difference between needs and wants, and Shirley has a teaching on that as well. So I'm going to let the music play, and then we'll come back for some more, another psalm and some more comments. So hang in there. Thank you. So, that's the music of the Table of Showbread. I'll let it kind of finish out as I read from Psalm 146. Praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh, O my being. While I live, I will praise Yahweh. I sing praises to my Elohim while I exist. Do not put your trust in princes, in a man, in a son of man, in whom is no deliverance. His spirit goes out, he returns to his earth. In that day his plans perish. Oh, may it be so. Blessed is he who has Yahweh, the Yahweh of Yaakov, for his help, whose expectancy is in Yahweh, his Elohim, maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who is guarding truth forever. There's our fact checker right there, the one who guards real truth. Doing right ruling for the oppressed, giving bread to the hungry. Yahweh releases those who are bound. He opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises those who are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. He guards the strangers. He lifts up the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wrong ones, he turns upside down. Are we seeing any of that today, folks? As I see what's going on in the news, I just keep reminding myself, especially this psalm, just really comes home to remind me of who's really in charge. So he turns the way of the wrong ones upside down. Yahweh reigns forever, ever, O Zion, your Elohim, to all generations. Praise Yahweh. And that is the real thing to remember in the middle of all of this, and I keep saying it, but I'm going to say it again. Our job is to praise our Heavenly Father. Our job is to trust Him. Our job is to obey Him. To, when He sends us out on a mission, it's not our job to figure out what that's going to accomplish. It's our job to obey and go as He sends us. Shirley and I are on a trip right now, and I think I explained it before, but actually tomorrow we're picking up our kids, my son and his wife, and our two grandchildren who are moving back to the United States from Australia. And it's a happy day for us because we've been, for the last 12 years, having to fly over to Australia to visit them. And the last 2 years, we haven't been able to do that, and we've really been missing them. Of course, we have FaceTime and all that, which helps, but you never get to hug somebody on FaceTime. So, we're really thanking our Heavenly Father and praising Him for that. And it's easy to praise your Heavenly Father when things are going really good, and you're really thankful and life is good. It's a little bit harder to praise Him when it's not going so good. But that's what we're called on right there. David says, praise Him, praise Him. The word hallelujah is a command to praise. It's not just if you feel like it. And I remember Paul, I'm not remembering the verse exactly, but he said, praise Yahweh. And again, I say praise. You know, it's like if you didn't hear it the first time, let me say it again. Praise Yahweh. So this table of showbread represents this turning to our Heavenly Father for everything that we need, for our bread, for our wine, for our oil, for, you know, bread, wine, and oil are the basic living elements and water that are presented in Scripture, but it represents so much more broadly everything it is to sustain life. Even in Deuteronomy, when Yeshua is being tempted in the wilderness, he said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yahweh." So our most important sustenance is the word of Yahweh. And so we could even go past the food and the actual bread that was on the table to it representing his word, that without his word, we're dead. So in so many ways, the table of showbread was presented there as the place where we come before our Heavenly Father and say, we recognize that everything we need comes from you. We take our eyes off of the world around us, who says that they're supplying us with everything, but look what's happening. We have, supply chain problems. We have fuel shortages. We have incredible inflation going on. And so if we are keeping our eyes on man, we're going to become really worried. Oh no, are we going to make it? But like Shirley and I on this trip, we have determined that our Heavenly Father told us to go. And so we're not going to worry about whether we get enough fuel or not. Yeah, we brought a little bit extra along in case, but we're going on the trip anyway, and it's costing a lot more. But you know what? Our Heavenly Father supplies for that as well. There's one of the verses in it. Again, I don't remember the verse, but it says that I have never seen the children of the righteous go hungry. And that's what our Heavenly Father does for us every single day. And when he says, "This is the day that Yahweh's made, let us rejoice and be glad in it," that's because he's brought us to another day, and he's going to make sure that whatever we need in the middle of that day, he's going to supply for us. So my final words to you this morning are, don't let the news and the mainstream media and all the rest of the things that are blasting at us 24/7, trying to get us to be fearful, trying to get us to be worried, trying to get us to not do what we know we should do because, well, there may not be enough. My encouragement is to stop looking in those places and to turn around. And once again, like I've quoted so many times, this simple song, turn your eyes on Yeshua. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Folks, we need some vision correction. Let me put it that way. And the vision correction isn't in our eyes and glasses or corrective lenses to help us see better. Our vision correction needs to be on where we are choosing to look, who we are choosing to trust, who we are going to associate with, who are we going to believe. Frankly, I can't watch the mainstream anymore because I find that it is absolutely necessary to look into the Word, to listen to my Heavenly Father's still small voice, and trust in Him and Him alone. Blessings for your week. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say. Little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.